Artist Estelle Ishigo was one of the few white women that went to a Wyoming Japanese-American internment camp. Estelle and her husband were imprisoned in Heart Mountain in 1942. During their 3 years at the camp, Estelle painted watercolors portraying the daily life. A new exhibit at Heart Mountain Interpretive Center called The Mountain Was Our Secret displays a collection of Estelle's work. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska has more.
Bacon Sakatani was 13 years old when he entered Heart Mountain. He remembers Estelle Ishigo clearly.
She was middle-aged, but she was nice-looking. She had white hair, so she stood up.
He says he was too young to partake in the art classes Estelle organized for the Heart Mountain Incarcees. But when he looks at her paintings now, it brings him back to the days at the camp.
It's not a showing of a group of angry people. It's just people doing what they were doing daily. It just brought that up. Accepting, you know, what their life was in the camp.
That was it. The paintings portray how about 14,000 Japanese Americans had to put up with living in horrible conditions while not understanding why they were there.
Now here's a white woman who went to the camp with us. She realized right away that the whole thing was wrong.
From the very beginning, Estelle wanted to share her artwork so that the American public would see what Japanese Americans were enduring.
My name is Dakota Russell, and I am the museum manager at Heart Mountain Interpretive Center.
Russell says while Estelle was in the camp, she was contacted by Alan Eaton, who was collecting artwork from people at the various camps.
And so Eaton is amassing this collection with the intent of writing a book and then taking a national touring exhibition.
Unfortunately, Eden died before his aspirations could be completed. His artwork passed through family members and eventually ended up at a public auction in 2015. Shirley Higuchi is with the Heart Mountain Foundation.
So I was getting a lot of phone calls from people in the community, from people in Heart Mountain Wyoming Foundation, questioning what is the best way to handle this issue.
Higuchi says there was a strong belief among Japanese Americans that the artwork of Estelle Ishigo and others should be brought back to Heart Mountain.
I mean, this is property that was created on the backs of illegal Japanese Americans and their parents in a prison camp that was illegal. And so you figure that if work and art is created by the internees while they're being imprisoned, there's almost a moral and ethical obligation to make sure that you entrust that work in the best interest of the public.
And now, finally, after a hectic turn of events, Estelle's work is back at Heart Mountain. Sakatani believes Estelle would be happy that her artwork is there. He once wondered what happened to Estelle and went looking for her.
She was penniless. She was living in poverty. Oh, it was really a terrible situation. Both of her legs below her knees were amputated.
Sakatani kept in contact with Estelle and helped republish her book, Lone Heart Mountain, which was filled with her watercolors and writings from that time. And he fulfilled her dying wish, spreading her ashes out on Heart Mountain. But for now, Sakatani remembers the hard times at Heart Mountain through her paintings. The exhibit runs till the end of this year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.